In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. During this past week, we commemorated St. Mary of Egypt at a very appropriate time during Lent as a pattern for repentance, which is one of the things that Lent is all about. And St. Mary of Egypt is a symbol to us of conversion, of contrition, of austerity. She expresses the most urgent call that the church can make to us during Lent as we approach the sacred days of the Passion and Resurrection, and which we will begin after Palm Sunday, next Sunday, as a reminder of our need for repentance and humility and looking to God how we can best serve Him. Now today, we are celebrating the Annunciation, where the power of God accomplishes something that seems impossible. We hear how the Virgin Mary is going to serve God in a very special way. Today, the Church celebrates the Annunciation to the Virgin Mary made by the angel Gabriel. One sentence that, from the Chant at Matin sums up the whole significance of today's feast. Today is revealed the mystery that is from all eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of Man. In our epistle reading to the Hebrews today, we hear stress that because of the incarnation, He that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason He is not ashamed to call them brethren, because He took on our humanity. As Gabriel first arrives, he says to the Virgin Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And highly favored can also mean full of grace. For that is what she was. She had grown up trusting God, being in God's grace throughout her entire life. And she's greeted with an exalted salutation because in her destiny, become the Mother of Christ, she is the most blessed of women among all time. Now, the Gospel records that when Mary saw the angel, Gabriel, she was a little troubled at his saying. And it says she considered what manner of greeting this was. I mean, you can just imagine. Here the angel Gabriel has appeared to her. It's probably an understatement to say just consider what manner of greeting this was. I mean, but it was a very special kind of greeting. In fact, Gabriel immediately goes on to reassure her by saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Quite a revelation, quite an announcement given to her. Now, Mary's reaction to this was, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Now, her expression was not an expression of doubt. It was different from Zachariah's reaction to when Gabriel visited him. It was just a few months earlier, because he and his wife Elizabeth, who had years hoped to have a child and was not able to, yet Gabriel comes and announces to him that y'all are going to have a child. It was possible. But he was old, and it just seemed unlikely to him. And he expressed that doubt. He said, "I am old." As a result, he was not able to speak until John was born of Elizabeth. Yet it still came to pass, even though there had been that little bit of doubt there in his mind. The Lord still granted that. Here, Mary's response is different. Hers is more of a wonder, an amazement. You know, how can this be? I have not known a man. Throughout the history of the ages, never had a virgin conceived without a man. So it was something like, it was just a marvel to her. And so she asks. And the angel answers her and explains how. He explains a great mystery to her. He says that the Holy Spirit shall come upon you and shall overshadow you. And the fact that the Holy One is born of Mary demonstrates his human nature. But the fact that the Virgin will conceive and bear the Son of God reveals the divine nature. And there is the great mystery revealed in this announcement. And Mary's response was then immediate. Once this was described to her, her marveling became a surety. She said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." An immediate response of her faith. And that response, that faith of her, makes her the highest model of obedience to God that we can have. The incarnation of the Son of God is not only the work of the Trinity, what God is doing, it's also the work of the will and faith of the Virgin. It took both. The Virgin Mary is honored not only because God chose her, and she bore the Son of God in the flesh, but also because she herself chose to believe and obey God, and offered for her very life, if you will, be dedicated to God even further. There are really two sides to our reminder of the Annunciation today, and our Feast of the Annunciation. And one of them, is, as we've already described, turns towards the Most Holy Mother of God and the great mystery that God did there, and concerning her glory and our devotion to Mary as the Mother of God. The declaration of this glory and the expression of this devotion find, if you will, the perfect expression as the angel said those first words to her that day. "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you." There's probably no better way to address the Virgin Mary than words like that. "Highly favored one, the Lord is with you." Now, the other side of this mystery, though, turns towards us. In the life of every Christian, there will be annunciations, if you will, times when God, in His own way, reveals to us His will, His guidance, His intentions in our own lives. Just as with Mary, it's important how we respond to God's revealing Himself to us. Yes, we may have questions and wonder, as did Mary. But let us be as willing to respond as the Virgin Mary. "Behold the servant of the Lord." Respond in faith that the Lord can accomplish through us what He has for us to do. God's power is only limited by our faith, because the power is not in our faith in and of itself. It's the object of that faith, the source of the power of the Lord to change lives. You know, perhaps we sometimes feel like the father of the who brought his son to Jesus to be healed, as we were, well, Leo recently reminded us, and you feel like, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." And that's okay, too. Sometimes it's hard to believe perfectly. And we have times of perhaps a mixed faith and doubt. But yet, let us always be willing to accept what God places before us and say to the Lord, "Help my unbelief." And even better, be more like Mary. Just marvel at what God can do and say, "Lord, here am I." The important thing is whether we let ourselves be controlled by the faith we have or our doubts and not act on our faith. It's our choice. Miracles happen not because of our perfect faith, but rather our faith in the perfect Christ. What else do we learn from the Annunciation that we hear today? What happened after the Annunciation? Well, let's remember that shortly after the Annunciation, a visit occurred. When divine favor has been granted, there's an opportunity to go to others have grace flow out to others. Shortly after her meeting with Gabriel, the mother of God goes to her cousin to share with Elizabeth the radiance of this meeting. And what a wonderful meeting that was. And quite even another mystery even further revealed as we hear Elizabeth's response. And even in her womb, John leaps for joy, as it's described. Whenever God grants us mercy, He lets us bring that mercy to others. And what Mary experienced that day was certainly a blessing to her. But what a blessing, not to just Elizabeth, but to all of us. God's grace to us doesn't just stop with us. If we respond to that and take that to others, others will be blessed as well. So as we continue in this final stretch of Lent on our journey to Pascha, let us take to heart of our need for repentance, humility, and looking to God on how we can serve Him. And on this day, remembering the announcement that was made to the Virgin Mary, let's be encouraged by her response as God revealed His will to her. And use this remaining time we have in Lent to be humble, to be repentant, willing to look to God for His visitation, His guidance to us, and His grace and mercy. And then let us take that grace and mercy that we receive and spread it to others around us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.